Okay. Top of page 168, we're moving on. Having concluded Kiddush, Karpus, we're now moving on to the following halachas. Top of page 168, which is the middle of Siman Tov Ein Gimel Seif Vav. Vayikach matzah im tzois, a person should take the middle matzah. As mentioned previously, and as we all know, you've got three matzahs. Now you're taking the middle matzah. Vayivtze'enu lishnayim, and you break it into two halves. Vayikach, now the reason why we've got three matzahs will be discussed, but you've got three matzahs. You break the middle one in half. Vayiten chetzio le'echot ma'mesubim, the half of this broken middle matzah is passed on to echot ma'mesubim, to one of the people by the table, leshomro, la'afikoymen, to guard it as an afikoymen. V'noisnin oyso tanchas ha'mapa, you take this half matzah and you place it under a cover. V'chetzia sheni, so that's the one which is going to be used for afikoymen. You put it under a cover, you tanchas ha'mapa, you guard it, you put it aside. V'chetzia sheni, and the other half, Yosim, you shall place Ben Shtei HaShlemus between the two complete, the two full ones, the top one and the bottom one, which are full. And subsequently, after having done that, you should lift up the plate, the Ka'ara, the Seder plate, Sheish Ba'amatzois, which have the matzahs in it, and you should say, Ha Lachmo Anya, or like the Mishnah Berurah suggests, perhaps, Kaha Lachmo Anya. This is the lecha, this is the poor man's bread. Add until manishtano, and you recite until manishtano. I will not refrain from mentioning, as we are just going through it, we're going to go Mishnah Berurah soon, but just something which Mishnah Berurah doesn't really point out. We lift up the Ka'ara, the matzah is in it, and we said, this is poor man's bread. Halach manyo, ad manishtano manishtano. What are we referring to when we say halach manyo? What are we talking about? Because it's half. So that's very true. It's very true. When we say halach manyo, we actually explain why we broke it in half. Unlike many perusha of the Agadas, the pashtas, we say halach manyo, we say this is the heart, this is the broken matzah, and I broke it because this is lechamot, this is what poor people do. That's an explanation why we break the matzahs. Halach ma'anyo. Until Amalishon. So it's not like we generally explain matzah is lechem. Halach ma'anyo. That's generally the bread of poor people. Rather, we explain why we actually broke it. Continues the Emo with a very important point. For Yoyma, and a person should say, Beloshon Shemavinim Anoshim, Vaktanim, and a person should recite the Haggadah in a language, Shemavinim Anoshim Vaktanim, which women and children comprehend and understand. So if Aramaic is not their best language, then Yefarish Lohem Ainian, then explain it to them. I have a little bit of a diuk over here. The Ramah says, Oy Yefarish Lohem Ainian. What does that mean? Yeforesh lema inyan?
Summarize.
That's right. Yeforesh, explain. Bullet points. Not, you don't have to actually go through every single word and translate it. It gets very, very long if you tend to do that by the droshes. When you go through the psukim, if you try to translate every word, No, probably not. It's not going to work. So, but you should summarize the inyan. V'chein also Ri Melundi, and this is what Ri from Lundi did. Ri Melundi,
London,
sure. Perhaps, yeah. V'chi also Ri Melundi, and that's what Ri Melundi did. I don't know what language he did it in. I don't know what language he did it, but Ri Melundi also translated the Haggadah. What language? I don't think. Why do you think French?
London.
Yeah, they spoke French. Yeah. Yeah, I also have that feeling that it was French. But I don't know. He translated the entire Agada in a foreign language. So that the women and the children understand fully what's going on. Right. Okay. We've got a few Mishnah Berurim to do. Right. So the Mishnah Berurim Sefkot Nun Zayin tells us that yes, the first thing we do, we break the matzah into two halves, the middle one. Why? Kidei nun zayin haim tzoyt zivtzenu lishtayim. You break the middle one and you into two halves. Kidei lekayim mashikor akosuv lechem oyni. This is what a lechem oyni is. A poor man, he will never just eat everything in one go. He will save some for later. V'darkoy shel oni befrusa. The ways of a poor man is to save some for later. V'omar haim tzoyt. Now, why the middle one? Why do we break the middle one? Ki birkas achilas matzah ho'ike alokoi. So, the bracha that we say al achilas matzah, which we will say later, that is on the middle one. Uvirkas ha'moitzi shemvach metchila kol ha'alyoni ha'melochas lefonov. There is an important halacha, which will be discussed later. It's very near to the kezesim. I hope we're going to get to that. We have two brachas, and that's why we have got two of the three matzahs, as the Mishnah Berurah said over here. Birkas hamoitzi shemvorich metchila is on the elyoino. Later we're going to make hamoitzi. What do you make hamoitzi on? Physically, the hamoitzi you make on the top matzah. There's another bracha that we make, which is achilas matzah. Achilas matzah, for some reason, which it's a bit unclear. Achilas matzah needs its own matzah as well. Why can't you just do? Could in theory, you could argue that you can make two brachas and one matzah. What's wrong with that? Matt, you're gonna. What's wrong with that? But lemaisa, we see that's untrue. And you make the matzah you, on birkas hamoitzi. The hamoitzi is on the top matzah. Achilas matzah is on the one beneath that. Now, since the birkas Achilas matzah is on the middle one, and this is the one that is representing lechem oini. We break the middle one into two halves. We break dafka the middle one into two halves. Sifkot nun chesvit and chetzio kedei sheshtei achilo shoichel shem matzah yibefusa, and you make sure that the fusa, the half is left there because you're going to fulfill the mitzvah with that later. So half has to remain in on the kara. For toiv shoyis chelik yoyis the godel, and it's better if that one is a little bit bigger. Sefkot nun tes. You keep the broken matzah, indeed all two and a half matzah that you still have, which is not the 2.5 matzah you still have, if you keep them tachas hamapa on the cover. V'zeichel ma sha'oima misharoisom tzuris besimloisom. I just made a mistake. Not the one that is kept behind, rather the one that is going to be for that vikoyim. The broken matzah that you keep aside. That one, you put that under cover, you keep it separately. They took it in a package, they took it. And there's a minhag that they take this broken matzah and they put it on their shoulder, Zechel Etzias Mitzayim, as the way what do Zechel Etzias Mitzayim. Do you have that minik? It's a beautiful minik. It's a beautiful minik. Sfardim. I know a lot of Sfardim do it. Yeah. Do you have that? Anybody? You have that? Anybody? You have that minik to take this broken matzah, and you do that. It's a very beautiful. It's a very beautiful minik. I don't have that minik, but it's a really beautiful minik. You take it on the shoulder. It's Zechel Etzias Mitzayim. How do you do it exactly? How do you do it? Yeah. In some places, the mamish get up. Exactly, one of the kids, it's such a beautiful minik. Yeah, it's very, very nice. I know some, many Sfardim do, but it's, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah brings it as a minik. It's probably not referring to a Sfardish minik. It's a very, very beautiful minik. You go around and you say, Zechel Etzias Mitzayim, that's used to go around, you know, poor people, they save it and it represents the Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'nizorim, Mishnah Berurah points out of here, a very practical point. V'nizorim, shenoyis timoyis, v'nizorim, sheichuch ha'vikoyim, v'mapo, shalui kipsu be krachmel. is that you should make sure when you keep the afikoymen in a bag which doesn't contain chametz. They said that if you have freshly washed material, what would they call them? In some way you keep the afikoymen? What is that? Where do you keep the afikoymen in a...
In a bag,
right, in a matzah bag. So if you've got, so the bags, it says make sure that they are... They're not chametz steak. Just don't use something that obviously would keep your pitot in there. So that Mishnah Berurah points that out in the name of the Chai Odom.
They're so relaxed in those days. They need a Mishnah Berurah.
Yes, I mamash feel the same than you, yeah. I feel the same than you. Mishnah Berurah says, make sure that you don't take the chametz one. Who would that occur to take the chametz one nowadays? You're 100% right. It teaches us quite a lot about the situation of the nerves nowadays.
Yeah.
You just wash it off, yeah. Yep.
Well, maybe that we've covered ourselves with so many layers of chumras that we've lost track of the actual kind of, we've lost track of the sort of...
Yeah, there's definitely a strong argument to say that, yeah. When you say kol achmanio, not just the actual plate, obviously, but all the ensor chlasiyam tafshilin, what's on it, you lift up as well. Really, when he said, what the Mishnah is pointing out is that really, when he say olach ma'anya, and you lift up to say the plate, what are you talking about? Really, you're talking about the matzah. Well, you can lift up the whole korah as well, and you do not need to take everything else off the korah in order to specify and designate the matzah. There's no point doing that. You can lift up the rest up as well, it's fine. Because you would have argued, I suppose, kolach manya, and then you've got all the tafshinin on it and everything on it. So that would be pointless. No, it doesn't matter. You can keep them on it. It's not a problem. Right. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Samach Gimel points out the language. Beloshen shemavinim veikayim baze, and by speaking the Haggadah out in a different language, veikayim baze, you will fulfill through that. Masha omar akosu, what the pasuk says, veigadato levincho. And you should say and explain to your son. So this is the way to fulfill the mitzvah in a language they comprehend. Sifkot and Samach Talet. Kidei shavin anoshim, that women should understand. Two, shergem anoshim chayoves b'mitzvahs halaylo. We must remember that women also are included in the mitzvahs of the night. Of Amiris Hagodem, with the saying of the Hagodem. Kanal basim and tof ayin beis, if you dalet. Yes, women are obligated in the Hagodem. Lochein, therefore, Hachiyuv Gamal HaMeshareses, if you're lucky enough to have a lady, a waiter, and she's Yiddish, a lady that is helping you out on Leila Seder, you should also make sure that she sits down, she'll sit by the table, Vetishma Kol HaGodah, she must listen to HaGodah. So you thought you're getting a good deal by having this waiter, she's going to help you out, and she's going to make sure that... It could be that you're better off without her because she has to sit down and listen to the word I got and concentrate as well. So you probably, but she has to, she's a Yid, you have to make sure she listens to the Agoda. Perhaps a non-Jewish would be better, yeah. Lot says, and if a woman needs to go out to cook, or has it happened before? During Leila Seder, she has to go out. Yeah, but us, it's always by... No, that's yeah, Gamaliel, that's when the women go out, no?
Yeah. She's usually bored
in
my droshes by that
point. I see, okay. About us, it's always by Gamaliel, that's when you go out, that's when you have to go out.
She's got to go and
chip on the chicken. Yeah. So what does she need to listen? Okay, what's the bare minimum? Good to know. What's the bare minimum? What is the absolute bare minimum? Let's hear. Kiddush. Yes. Okay. Done that. Yes, we know that. Shagil Rabbi Gamliel, Oyma Kol Shel Oma, and then the Kol Shel Oma Shloshet Dvorim Eile, Lotzach Lichavosoi, she needs to hear that as well. Pesach Matzamor, she needs to be there for that. Keep it short, brief, concise, precise, to the point, but she needs to hear it. Tichnois V'Tishma, she should enter and listen. Had Lachash Tkoishteni, until this, the end of the second cup. So that includes also a bit of, after Amram Yel, you keep her there for a little bit, she has to stay there for a little bit, until the end of the second course. Sharei, Mishal Yama Shlosh Dvarim Eidu Liotzab, because whoever hasn't, doesn't hear those two things, it's not Yotzab. It's a Chiddush a little bit, because there is a Dizim Achlok, is a Shonimena Choinim, called Shalom Ayim Eloyetz Lechavosoi, Does he really mean literally Lo Yotze Chevosoi? Or according to many Mefarshim, mean Lo Yotze De Chevosoi of the Mehudadiga, the most perfect, most Mehudadiga way of fulfilling Maggid. The Mishnah doesn't learn that, he understands Kepshuto. That means no, if Lo Yotze Chevosoi, you're not Yotze Chevosoi at all. You have to listen at least to Pesach Matzmora. The minig is she should also hear the 10 makas. Sheva Kadosh Baruch Hu al Mitzrayim. Kedei lahagid lahem kamanisim asher Kadosh Baruch Hu b'shvil Yisrael. It is similarly also a minig, he says, a minig that women listen to the 10 makas. Because that's the way they understand about the nisim. So again, what's the bare minimum? Kiddush. Shloish Advarim, up to Koisheni, and if possible at all, the 10 makas. Same will apply, by the way, if somebody is not well, Cholila, or if somebody is very old and he can't sit for the whole maggot, then these are the bare minimum to fulfill the mitzvahs of Vekat Levincha and maggot. Right, okay. After that, Yitzavim, the end of Sivav, Yitzavim Asirim al Ashulchan. After all that has been completed, you move the kaor away. You put it on the side of the table. Keilu kva ochlu, as if it's been eaten already. Kedei shiu atinoikos v'ishalu. At this point, after the matzah was broken, and you lift up the kaor, and then you ask the kaor to be placed away. And then the children will ask, what's going on? Really, we should be starting to eat. Mishnah Berurah says over here the following. So why are you taking away? We're about to eat now. We just made Kiddush. And now you're moving away the ka'or with the matzahs. What's going on? Why are you taking away the matzahs? Really? Normally, after Kiddush, what happens normally after Kiddush? We wash, we eat. And here, now, we're suddenly not eating, we're putting away the ka'ara. Daddy, what's going on? He said, no, we can't eat yet. Until we actually speak out about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And here comes a maril, which is an unknown maril, and I wonder what common practice is in this. Kosav Maril, the Maril writes, Te'eli ten shum matzah l'shulchan. At this point, the matzah should be removed. Te'eli ten shum matzah l'shulchan. There should be no matzahs on the table, atzman asud, until you actually eat. Contrary, what is that? That's contrary to young children, perhaps. I think that's what he means. Young children sometimes who can't make it until the very young children who can't make it to Shulchan Erech. So you give them a bit of a half a matzah, you break them a bit of matzah, and they eat matzah at the table. It appears from the Maril this is not right. You should not have any matzah on the table until the Suda. At that stage, they should be removed. After when you start Holach Manio, by Maggid, when you start Maggid, and that's it. You put the 2.5 remaining matzahs of the Kohar, they should stay there. On the other side of the table. But you shouldn't have any other matzahs on the table besides that. So normally, I think, I don't know what you know, other, I mean, I must have done it in the past, I think, to have matzahs on the table for ready for later. You know, because you want to have your kezesim ready, you want to have the kezesim for everybody ready, and besides the 2.5 matzahs which are on the ka'ara, you also have matzahs ready for the kezesim. You normally, sometimes you have it ready. So well organized, you may have it ready before. Right? You want to open the boxes already, whatever you. So the Maril seems to be saying that's wrong. It's not good. It's not right to do that. Rather, you should have all the matzahs, no matzahs on the table. It doesn't explain why, but it says no matzahs on the table until the Suda. Could be that it's, I don't know why. I don't know. Is that
to do with the fact that when you're at the koi stage, you cover the matzahs, and when you're at the
you're saying that it should be now. That's the stage of the.
Because there's the division between din and
sound interesting. Keep going. So you're saying that since now we're focusing on
the, the, it's, split between, I heard a shir by Rabbi Kadar, Deli Kadar, on this about 2 years ago, but the stage you're at when you're holding the kois is
a different.
It's a din because of the blood. Whereas
I see, and matzahs will probably be the rachamim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sounds interesting, and therefore you don't have them simultaneously. Sounds interesting, yeah. Sounds very interesting. Yeah, could be explored. Sounds very interesting. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we are summarizing what we learned this evening. B'siyat Ishmael, we learned all about. Okay, after Kiddush, we had the Karpas, right? We spoke about Karpas. You make a bracha Rishon, you don't make a bracha Chonit. That was yesterday's year. We moved on after that, and we speak about the matzah. Now you break the middle matzah into two halves. Half is kept for Afikom, and half this is kept there. You lift it up and you say Kahal Achmanya. This is the breaking of the matzah. That's what poor people do. We moved on. The Rama over here points out that anything that you do, you should make sure that people actually understand. If your best language is French, do it in French. If your best language is English, then do it in English. Whatever it may be, just make sure people actually understand. After having done that, you put the kohal on the other side of the table, and that will trigger some questions for the children. Why after Kiddush? Surely we should be washing. But no, we are not washing. That triggers the question. Right, and we mentioned this interesting Ma'aril, and we emphasize that women are also obligated in Maggid. It's a mitzvah that they are obligated, Minat Torah, and they have to be, at the very least, they have to be there for Kiddush, Shloshe Dvorim, and Asar Makis, if possible at all. Right, okay, this evening we should all be Pesach Tovus, and good evening.